additional items and inventories. And any apologies?
Through the chair, Councillor Smead, Councillor Green. Per the ordinary resolution of June, Councillor Moritz is acting as proxy for Councillor Green. Through the chair again, I apologise. The minutes from the meeting of the 20th of May have been pulled over into the agenda, so it's a fairly substantial document before you get to yours. Through the chair, the first reports of officers. Give some context, there is a report before the council OCM this afternoon that discusses the disbanding of the Structure and Assets Committee. The purpose of bringing it into the ordinary meeting of council as a standing item each month. Tonight's or this afternoon's meeting is merely administrative to capture the actions of the Medical and Community Services Committee, a strategic work plan and framework development guide, and secondly a Medical and Community Services Committee workbook, which is on the screen and contains a fairly substantial amount of information. Be this officer's recommendation that the committee, number one, adopts the minutes from the 20th of May, I beg your pardon, but number two, accepts the recommendation before you as a matter of administrative action to put this matter before the next ordinary meeting of council.
No, I'm not committee.
Really noticed it, everyone, but the assets. I'm getting off medical, sorry, but bad or whatever. This is need that input back into the council, so we may as well all be in it and maybe have a... Personally, I think it's probably going to all be on the same page more as well. So probably see more pluses in this than because of the size we are. That's my...
I'm of the same opinion. We're dabbling up, you know, have a committee of three get together and meeting with executives and staff and thrash something out, and then the recommendation goes to the council meeting and then we all discuss whether it's going to happen or not. So that's what I think it's better off to.
You know, this council is too big.
I'm happy with it. I didn't think so. Better in a bigger form.
Yeah. It's only
you move it and I'll second it. Whatever.
That's an example of what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Raise the favour.
Oh, you count that?
Mr. Chair, I think that's the end of your meeting.
Are you already here?
Of course you can.
Yeah. I was just wondering how...
That's a survey run and operated by their committee. We have, and I'll probably best defer to Tori on that. Sorry, Tori, I can't recall. Amanda is here.
I don't get Amanda.
She's here.
I can watch a bit of an idea, so I think... and that was another. Basically, just said the bulk of it was that good.
Yeah.
That some of them were. Some people did still say that if
that's the area,
right, to stay in the area, but ultimately stay.
Back, they have retired away.
Hullable, yeah.
And what you get in some of the bigger cities.
So, what if they came out and spoke to both RCs a couple of years ago, and so what if they have taken that on board to facilitate that? Is something that they could assist, because that's that being able to.
So they coordinate. And then the...
just sort of the in-between people. Right. In terms of the wages and all that sort of stuff.
So they were sent out of late to come and assess.
Partly through the CRC.
This is the one that's got the direct name of Mabel, is it?
Yes.
My ignorance, but for about 3 weeks I was around to see this middle-aged lady called Mabel tearing around helping the seniors. And I thought I missed something here. Yeah.
And I think, sorry, I was just going to say, the Hives and CRC have dealt with, you know, with the couple that...
The nurses?
The nurses. They have to be nurses.
Yeah, right.
And then the front two, I'm pretty sure they are. I think Colleen, but then the other, that which is the one on
the... The nurses still use... Not?
41.
No,
that's not being used for that anymore. No. So is there also some then living at the Yarra Point?
Yes.
How many? Or?
They, at the moment, they use for a regular car. Use those, yes.
So it means if we want that for nurses,
for what it was built for.
Means we haven't got enough accommodation, is that?
They, well, this is the thing. So they have said, so they won't share the facility like they want,
yeah.
And then they've said, this then our nurses will come out, but it's potentially an option, do their own house.
Yeah. It seems, I'll just shut up in a minute, but it seems to me,
I guess that's because of the level of care, because effectively, whilst your home looks like an aged care, so that's where we've been pushing by care, that then use those horses that are the hospital. So that's that happen, just won't, I don't know, on this, I guess I can say we're going to look to Peter Rundle, so
we've got... And through the chair, the issue with this is that the committee's work is running parallel to the Shire's work, and the committee's on a pathway advocacy to meet someone in Perth. I think it's probably a discussion that's worthwhile outside of the committee, that aspect of it, because bearing in mind who is operating what and who's managing what, I wouldn't like to see it blurred between the Shire and any misunderstanding that the Shire is leading this.
But I think we should be given full support.
Oh, yeah. And look, we are.
It's a community issue.
We certainly are. But, I mean, in your spreadsheet here too, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, with the funding allocations at a Commonwealth level, there was discussion around that portion of their budget, the $36.4 billion, that there will be more beds made available. And we had hoped to get in front of our duty senator in Canberra on that point to see if we could push those five extra half of the committee. But and look, probably it doesn't matter if it's spoken about here, it's probably a good thing to have on record anyway, Tori, I beg your pardon, about what the committee is actually doing. I'm just mindful that Tori's speaking for a committee, not the Shire.
Okay, so it goes back, so WACS takes control of it, and does that mean that they can put nurses in there after high care people?
It seems to relate to the level of, and then the Coleman Condon, but that's coming up shortly. For I don't wish to continue on the lease, well then that, you have to push that you need that dollar.
Mainstream, yeah.
We've got to try and hang on to it.
Yeah. Because my worry from WACS is my cynicism tells me that WACS will say, well, yeah, your lease is up, and okay, you're going to give it back to us, that's good. Now we've got somewhere to put our nurses.
Yeah.
What have we lost? We've lost the opportunity to have.
I think it's definitely a strong push for people to stay. But we're keeping on trying, and we've obviously.
All right, is there any more?
I think through you, Mr. Chair, that the aged care efforts through the Shire need to come through and really strong advocacy plan will occur with Eddie heading to Perth, but the. The way that other shires seem to be doing it is it just seems very scattergun to me. If one door closes, they go to the next, rather than focusing on the right one and keep banging on it. As I say, within that federal budget, they've said that it's going to open up more bed allocation. So what that looks like, I'm not quite sure, but we certainly need to get in front of someone. I'm going to try again with that duty senator for O'Connor, and see if I can catch her in Perth. Close the door to us, though.
Agreed, but if it didn't do anything about
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah. And then you had a session there on beds up here. You wouldn't mind who.
Yeah.
Well, it's an industry. You know, you look at. Well, we all look at kids in school and people working for businesses and tourism. Aged care is an industry, you know, it's going to get bigger.
Yep.
You know, there's us baby boomers apparently, we're the cause of all the troubles these days, so watch this space, I suppose.
So,
part of this too, you've got, is to provide some guidance on how to implement all this, the strategic and policy stuff that you need to be doing for those agreed outcomes. From each of these, a lot of work to go into this, but at least it will set us up.
133.